Well, I'd like to begin this afternoon meditation with reading a sutta or a part of a sutta and then encouraging the meditation based on that sutta. This is the Bahiya Sutta, and the story is that Bahiya was a spiritual practitioner who thought he was an arahant. And a devata, somebody in the celestial realms, came to him and said, "Well, sorry, you're not an arahant. In fact, you're not even on the path to becoming an arahant." And so when you feel that you are high realized practitioner and somebody calls you out and says, "No," it's unsettling. So he was wise enough to said, "Well, who is awakened, and who can I go practice with?" And so the devata said, "Well, the Blessed One, the Buddha, is awakened. If you go and practice, that would be a good person to ask your questions to." So at that instant, he set off on a journey to go find the Buddha. And he walked for a very long time, and then he finally found the Buddha, and the Buddha was in the middle of his alms round. So he had his alms bowl, and he was walking through the town of Savatthi, and he was going for alms round, and Bahiya came up to him, and he paid his respects, and he bowed, and he said, "Please teach me the Dhamma." And the Buddha said, "You know, this is not the right time." And Bahiya said, please teach me the Dhamma. You know, we have no idea how long our life is lasting. Everything is uncertain. Please teach me the Dhamma." And the Buddha again said a second time, "It's not the right time." And a third time, Bahiya asked. And usually in the Buddhist world, when something happens three times, then it shifts. So after the third time, the Buddha said this to Bahiya. Okay? So they're in the middle of the street. He's on alms round. This has just happened. He said to him, "Okay, listen up. Bahiya, you should train yourself thus. In reference to the seen, there will be only the seen. In reference to the heard, only the heard. In reference to the sensed, only the sensed. In reference to the cognized, only the cognized. That is how you should train yourself. When for you there will be only the seen in reference to the seen, only the heard in reference to the heard, only the sensed in reference to the sensed, only the cognized in reference to the cognized, then Bahiya, there is no you in connection with that. When there is no you in connection with that, there is no you there. When there is no you there, you are neither here nor yonder nor between the two. This, just this, is the end of stress." Right then and there, Bahiya's mind was released. He completely woke up. There was no more residue of suffering. So, that's the Buddha's instruction. And that's going to be my encouragement for this next meditation practice. With what is seen, the color through the eyes, just notice the seen. With what is heard, just notice what is heard. With what is felt in our bodies, just notice what is felt in our bodies. What moods, emotions, what is cognized, just notice what is cognized. There's no need to fashion a me about an it. There's no need for a story, a proliferation. There is no need for anything extra other than to know the direct experience of knowing. Nothing needs to be rejected. Nothing needs to be rejected. There is no thought that is unallowed. But we don't need to fashion a me that is thinking the thought. Just let it be a thought. Just let it be a sound. Just let it be sight. Let it be color. Let it be sensations. Let it be pleasant. Let it be unpleasant. Just let it be in awareness. When there is the fashioning of a me, let that be something that is known in awareness. When there is a story about an it, my knee hurts, when do I need to have my surgery? What about the pain that I had 15 years ago? Is that going to be what's causing this now? When there is a story, let it be known in awareness and drop the energy around it. Just be with experience directly as it is. So the senses are open, presence is strong and steady and clear. There's nothing that is disallowed. There's no story about any of it, about what's happening, about me that it's happening to. There is just the direct experience and the knowing of it. That's the meditation instruction. staying with the seen, the heard, the cognized, the direct perception of what is. Awake, alert, present. Without fashioning a you or an it or making a story about anything. Sensations of the body and knowing them, hearing and knowing it, warmth and knowing it, coolness knowing it, In reference to the seen, there will be only the seen. In reference to the heard, only the heard. In reference to the sensed, only the sensed. In reference to the cognized, only the cognized. When you practice this way, there is no you in connection with that. When there is no you in connection with that, there is no you there. When there is no you there, you are neither here nor yonder nor between the two. When there isn't anyone that is concocted, fabricated, there's just direct experience. Just this is the end of stress.